I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Maggie Leach. She's a member of the Pella Girls golf team, and I've talked to her for many other exploits during her time at the Pella Community School District. Maggie, first of all, good to be talking to you after what would be the end of the golf season, but of course spring was canceled. What was your reaction initially to hearing that news, and how did you deal this with this spring, knowing that you wouldn't have that opportunity to play golf?
I was disappointed because it's a sport that I really love to play, especially in the spring when the weather's really nice. And golf is a sport that my dad and I really bond over, and he likes to come and watch me. So it was a little bit disappointing, though, that I didn't get to play with a team, but hopefully I can play more with my dad this summer in my free time.
Well, and as you mentioned, golf is a very big part of that in high school, is being a part of a team. And you're on a really young team, a lot of sophomores and freshmen who made contributions last year. What is that team dynamic like, knowing that you don't have a lot of upperclassmen, and how are the ways that you've had to grow because of that, knowing that you're in a varsity role at a really young age?
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of older role models last year, but this year, like you said, there are a lot of new young members. So I think it's been a really good leadership experience for all of us, just really having to work together and just communicate and figure different things out, just because we don't have a lot of older people just telling us what to do. It's been really nice to figure out what to do and just work together.
Well, and golf, as you mentioned, is something that's actually still going on in terms of the courses being open, and you've had that experience with your dad. What do you enjoy particularly about the sport for you personally? Someone who's very involved and someone who's very active, it's kind of, I don't want to say an isolating experience, but definitely a little bit more individual than maybe some of your other activities.
Yes, it's very just private. When I'm at competitions, it's really nice when I'm only competing with one to two other people. I really like it just because it's really calm and it's not super competitive and just going, and just, it's not as adrenaline rushing, if that makes sense. It's just really calm and just, it's sort of a relaxing sport. That's why I like it.
Well, and you're a part of a very talented group of sophomores that would have been playing this year and would have had an opportunity to take the next step in your game. What were some of the goals that you were hoping to accomplish with that group, knowing that you were going to really be the core group of the varsity lineup and have to step up into some of those shoes that you had mentioned that were so big from the seniors the year before?
I know one of our seniors last year was able to go to state for girls golf. So I know that was a goal for some of our other girls. For me, I just really wanted to do my personal best and just get better scores than I did last year and just have fun with it.
Well, and the last time I talked to you was earlier in the spring, and it was about really before baseball and softball. I still think it was the last event that we know of in the state of Iowa that was actually sanctioned by a state organization. That was All-State Speech. And I know that that's another important aspect to you. And I'm guessing it's got to be pretty surreal now that we're talking, it's almost 3 months later now, and that the baseball softball season starting and ongoing. And the last event in the state of Iowa may have been when you were able to qualify for All-State. And I'm guessing that was pretty special for you.
It was really special because I have a lot of friends all across Iowa that participate in speech as well, and their schools were unable to gather judges to have competitions at their schools. So I am so thankful for my teachers that we were able to grab a group of students and judges and have them there so that we could compete and just show off our best skills.
Well, Maggie, first time I talked to you was in middle school about, a nonprofit project that you had. I've seen you throughout the school very busy the last couple of years as well. For our listeners who don't know you, what are the other ways that you stay engaged beyond golf and speech at the school level and even in your own personal life with just staying busy?
Oh, let's see. Well, my mom always loves to keep me busy and just making sure that I'm out in the community doing stuff. Right now, one of the things that I love to do is do charity walks and stay busy and just raising money for other funds. But because of COVID-19, a lot of those walks have shut down because there's been just lots of groups of people. So one of the things that my mom and I have done is just done virtual walks and raising money online and just walking and tracking our steps. And yeah, just been trying to volunteer as much as I can. And slowly, I've been starting to see more of my friends. We've been socially distanced, but that's just what's been keeping me busy.
And what are some of the school activities that you participate in beyond golf and speech as well? Any others?
Oh, yes. I am involved in student council, choir. I just made the show choir, a cappella show choir, so I'll be doing that as well. Hopefully, I'll be involved in a musical this year as well. Like you said, large group and individual speech, and yeah, just lots of stuff all the time.
Lots of stuff. And I wanted to circle back on that charity note, especially when you were in middle school and even younger, starting your own, you know, kind of nonprofit cause and now trying to contribute in a volunteering way. Why is charitable work, do you think, so important, especially during this really tough time in our community and our state and in our country?
I think that it's important at all times, but I think especially now, because a lot of things have been closed down and we haven't been able to see all of the people that we really love and appreciate. It's just been kind of negative and not very good for lots of people's mental health. So I think that it's just really important to stay positive and give back to your community that has helped keep you safe.
Well, very good. That's Maggie Leach. She's a member of the Pella Girls golf team joining us on our spring sports spotlights, and obviously a multi-talented individual joining us here. Appreciate your time and hopeful that we'll be able to catch up sometime during your next year at high school.
Yes, thank you so much.